Here's why attitude is everything.
Attitude is everything. It's the name of my company, and it's a philosophy I endorse with every ounce of my being, because I know firsthand how this principle has changed my life for the better. And yet, in my travels, people come up to me and say, "Sure, attitude is important, but is it everything?" Well, I truly believe that it is. Before I explain further, let's consider the definition of attitude. Think of your attitude as the mental filter through which you experience the world. There are many filters you might have. For instance, some people see the world through a filter of optimism, others through a filter of pessimism. Some see opportunity wherever they go, others see obstacles around every corner. And of course, most people perceive the world somewhere in between these extremes. That being said, having a positive attitude gives you a significant advantage. First and foremost, people with a positive attitude are optimistic. They focus on can instead of can't. They see possibilities instead of limitations. Now, I'm the first to admit that success requires more than just a positive attitude. There are other principles you have to apply, but it all starts with attitude. Without a positive attitude, you can't tap into any of the other success principles. Your attitude is the foundation, the starting point for your success and fulfillment. Let's examine how your attitude activates the other keys to success. Attitude activates confidence. Can you be confident and persuasive if you're not optimistic? I don't believe so. The confident person believes in his or her abilities and strides forward with the expectation of success. Others can see and feel that confidence. Negativity breeds doubt and hesitancy. Attitude activates persistence. We all know the value of making repeated attempts until we reach our objective. Why on earth would you persist if you didn't believe you'd succeed in the long run? Optimism leads to persistence. Negative people give up at the first sign of trouble because they feel there's no use in making further efforts. Attitude activates resiliency. Getting back on your feet when you've been knocked down, that's surely one of the most important success principles. Those who are negative get even more pessimistic when things don't go as planned. Positive people get frustrated temporarily, and then they look for the opportunity or learning that comes from adversity. I've also discovered that those who are positive don't resist life's events or bemoan how bad things always happen to them. Instead, they believe that everything happens for a reason. This approach helps them to overcome setbacks and go with the flow. Attitude activates courage. There's no sustained success without courage. When you believe you can do something, you have the courage to move forward despite being afraid. Negative people, on the other hand, tend to back away from their fears and thus sabotage their potential. Attitude activates enthusiasm and energy. Show me a person with a dynamic, positive attitude, and I'll show you someone who is energetic and, in all likelihood, enthused about what he or she is doing. These people have a spring in their step, and you feel better just by being around them. How many negative people do you know that you describe as energetic and enthusiastic? None, I'll bet. Negativity is an energy drain, while optimism is an energy enhancer. Attitude activates health. This is one of those relationships that you have to experience for yourself to appreciate. I'm sure you can identify times in your life when you got sick because you were under significant stress and consumed with negativity. When I was in my 20s and had a negative attitude, I felt tired and battled a variety of minor ailments. The moment my attitude improved, my health improved. I looked and felt younger. The truth is, the cells of your body literally come alive when you're positive. Attitude leads to encouraging others. As you begin to see and use more of your own potential, you're also able to see the greatness that lies within each individual. You have faith in the ability of others, and they pick up on that. Furthermore, the positive person is a more effective leader. Would you want to follow someone who didn't believe in what they were doing or who expected a negative outcome? Of course not. Attitude activates gratitude. When your outlook is negative, you tend to focus your attention on what is wrong with your life and you don't appreciate the beauty that is all around you. As you become more positive, you're in awe of the beauty and you walk around with a sense of wonder. Positive people appreciate everything more. They also find that they feel better when they're dwelling on their blessings rather than complaining and finding fault. Attitude activates perspective. This is a logical progression from your increasing feelings of gratitude. You appreciate the many positives in your life and recognize that they far outweigh any problems or temporary inconveniences. You don't make a big fuss over a flat tire or a lost sale because you know that they pale in importance to your health, your freedom, and your friends and family. Attitude leads to approachability. Think of the negative people you encounter every day. These individuals have a frown and you don't feel any warmth coming from them. They create distance. The optimistic person, on the other hand, initiates a smile and you tend to smile right back. You feel a certain connection with positive people and enjoy the time you spend with them. Finally, attitude activates spiritual growth. People who make the commitment to develop their attitude invariably experience heightened spiritual awareness. Negative, unhappy people simply do not find a meaningful connection with a higher power. When you're filled with positive thoughts and feelings, you begin to appreciate yourself and others more. You begin to sense that there's a purpose behind everything and that you are part of a bigger plan. You also trust your intuition more and realize that you're receiving guidance on your journey. I think you'd agree that this is a pretty impressive list of characteristics, and the way to activate all of them is to build a more positive attitude. Never forget, however, that your attitude is a choice that you make every day. The quality of your life and the impact you make in the world depends on that choice. In the end, I think that you too will find that attitude is everything.